Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer bunts towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Gray covering. Safe. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive towards short. Levy catches it and throws to second to double up Meyer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Levy. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bludge bunts towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to gray covering. Safe. QL moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer bunts towards the mound. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. QL moves to third. Bludge moves to second. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. QL scores. Bludge scores. Spencer moves to second. It's 2-0, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Brown moves to second. It's 3-0, Senators. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 0 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Schult moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult scores. Kress moves to third. It's 3-1, Senators. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kress scores. Melillo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Senators. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo scores. McNeely moves to third. It's Browns, 3, Senators, 3. Firpo Marbury now pitching. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gray takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball towards left. Manish catches it and throws to home to double up McNeely. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer strikes out. One out. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Meyer steals second. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive towards short. Levy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns strikes out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 3 in the game. Manish bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. West reaches second base with a double. Cronin moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. QL is walked intentionally. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Senators. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Earl McNeely. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.